Blog Talk Radio.
God. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning.
Thank you, brother. Good morning. How you doing there, bro? You all right?
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, bro. I'm holding on to the sun changes. Yeah. Build my hope on things internally. Yeah. Thank God for the Holy Spirit, brother. Thank Him for waking us up this morning and really getting us started on another day, you know? Because it was surely for Him that woke us up. It was surely Him that let us see another day, man, you know?
Yeah.
He made it a reality, brother. It wasn't nothing we did so great. You know, we did a lot of things in our life, but it wasn't, we did so great. You know, as people,
mm-hmm.
we say this here, and I meant this, though. We harp on how great it is to be here today, but then we also know it, being absent of the body is present with the Lord. You know,
yeah.
We really believe that we're not misunderstanding that being absent of this body is present with the Lord. But then we do know
mm-hmm.
in absent, we need to know Him before we get absent from the body. You know what I'm saying? So we just thank God for allowing us to just tarry here a little longer. You know, some might need to get a little closer to him. Some might need to know the man. You know, we just want to come here to be that lesson we had yesterday, to be fruitful for one another, you know. And then the ones that have
mm-hmm.
left, you know, the ones that have gone on and allow God to put him at rest right now. And he's doing that. Someone is leaving this earth. If we speak, someone is taking that time and say, Lord, now I'm in your arms. Because there's going to be a time that no man can miss that day. Because I believe what the book says, every one of us have to pass that way. So we want to just thank
That's
God
right.
for how he's preparing us for this day. How he's preparing us to see another day. Thank God for the Holy Spirit, brother, because somebody said, how can you be thankful for someone going on and passing on? But see, when you get a personal relationship with the Lord, you don't look at death like a lot of people look at death. Someone look at death like a true believer look at death. He look at the death that there's a greater reward there. He believe
mm-hmm.
that God done what he said he's going to do. You know, even Jesus had to die. You know, I'm talking about for us to have a life. You know, I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So I thank God for that, for what he did. He gave his son the strength to go on. Because he did ask God to remove it. He asked him of removing the garden one day. But he said, nevertheless,
mm-hmm.
not my will, but thy will. That's what we have in our life.
Yeah.
We have no control of death. But what we do have control of who we're going to serve. We're going to serve God. But we're going to serve the world. There's going to be a time we're going to have to ask for that. You know, I've been hearing that a lot of people going home, bro. A lot of people get prepared to see God in the last days. And some of us are already there waiting on them to call them along. Help me, Holy
yeah.
Spirit. Because it's going to come a time we're going to do the calling. So we thank God, man. We thank God for this month. You know, we thank God for this is a month. That we always say that they set aside for us. We learned that the founder who started this thing out, you know, we learned about Carter G. Woodson yesterday, you know.
Mm-hmm.
This thing started off a week and it gave him a full month. So God is showing a little peace for we can just celebrate our historical, you know, people that we know that went on, you know. You know, we hear about Martin Luther King, you know, great man. You know, but there was a lot of people behind him, pushing him and helping him, getting them prepared,
mm-hmm.
standing there with him, you know, and never got a name noticeable like he did. You know what I'm talking about? There's a lot of people, those are part of the first one, sitting on the bus, you know, and got, you know, say, I wasn't going to move, you know what I'm talking about? You know, some got killed sitting there. Some got lynched. Doing that, you know, and now we got time.
Mm-hmm.
We can come. We can do what we want to. We can go because of someone who died, someone who took a chance on their lives, and so get away from that Willie Lynch stuff and that Jim Crow stuff, you know. And we sit here today, and we can go and eat in the same cafeteria as any race, you know. Man,
mm-hmm.
man don't have to look and have a certain sexes to eat in, you know, because someone laid down their life for us. Someone truly laid down their life for us so we can have access to our Father, you know. So we thank God for all the trailblazers that went before us, you know. We want to keep that lifted up all month. We want to keep thanking God for the Black History Month that we know. Now, I just believe that we need to do it all the time, man. You know, we used to live, even if we might not be a renowned speaker, political person, or somebody that have status in life, but we could just say thank somebody, just a common person, you know. It was somebody
right.
who lived something in your life and put something in your life, was a mentor to you. You might just want to say, I thank my mother, I thank my father, I thank my auntie, I thank someone
mm-hmm.
deposited something to me and told me about life, you know, understand life a little different, who I, my heritage, you know, talking about, you know, you go having family reunions, man, and you go back in the family reunion, you know, I don't know if they do it everywhere, but you go to them family reunions, they get together, you learn to have about five or six generations there, you know, talking about, you know, go all
mm-hmm.
the way back to a certain age, you know, and we just look at how you can learn from each generation, you know. And then the older ones trying to teach the younger ones to keep it up, you know. Like they let you know they might not be here. You know, it's going to be a day they're not here. They want you to keep
yeah.
it up. You know? And sometimes we fall off, you know, because we didn't, it was something somebody might have seen, somebody might have did, you know. You know, and I
right.
understand, I see it often, man. Rev, you know, we went somewhere one time, to one of my family, you know they're real.
Yes, sir.
And found out the real used to live right next to one of my cousins.
mm-hmm.
You never know who you know until you get out and
right.
introduce yourself to people. You know, family is a good thing,
mm-hmm.
man. And I'm gonna tell
yes,
you sir. This here in this race community, really, we got a lot of families. You know. You know, we got family
okay.
in here too as well. That's where they started at, through the race community. You know, we started this on the back line. We all the brothers on the back line, and then we started talking about God. And, you know, all of a sudden, it was put together to bring on the front line. So we just asked everybody to be in prayer. But I wanted to bring this one out. I might not do it every day, but I want to bring something out about the Black history. And her name was Ida Bell Wells. Ida Bell Wells. She was born in July 16, 1862, Mississippi, Holly Springs. Yeah, she was born in Holly Springs, Mississippi. She was. She died March the 25th of 1931. She was 68 years old when she passed. But then she, we're going to find out when we get a little in depth with this. She was born in Mississippi, Holly Springs, and she moved to Memphis. But then you have to know this is, she was born before she was free. You remember for the what we call the Civil War, you know? And we found out that she was and after this we found out that when they were found free, my understanding that Mississippi was one of the states, it was 2 years no they were free. They were still in slavery. And I started thinking about how it's still kinda like a little poverty that down there, that way still a lot of hatred down there that way in Mississippi. But she did what she did. What she did, brother, she was at the age of 16, she lost both her parents. And
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? And an infant, a brother, in 1878, they called it the yellow fever. It was an epidemic that was going across at the time. They couldn't stop it. That's why you hear people say this was the first time we had a problem with when people dying of a disease. They said at this time a lot of people were dying because they didn't have no cure from it. You know what I'm talking about? So this pandemic was the first time we ever seen one. And she went to work to keep the rest of the family together with help and her grandmother. Later, she moved some of her siblings to Memphis, Tennessee. She found it a better paying as a teacher. She soon co-owned and wrote the Memphis Free Speech of Headline. You know, and then when you look at this, it was very, you know, it's very racist back then because that's all they were looking at and trying to find a way they can get out of this. Then she wrote a document about the lynching in the United States. You know, she wanted to put a light on it because it was so in the South, the Deep South, like it was. There was a lot of discrimination then. If you look at somebody wrong, they lynch you, my brother. So she was she was trying to stop this, and she would put it more like in a writing, right? Because she was a writer, you know. She was in politics at that time too as well. Now look at her, what she did now. She tried to do a movement, right, a civil rights movement for the women for suffering in the movement too. And she tried to help the women to be more noticeable then, you know. And then, right, at that time, women didn't have no rights like the men did. You know, we found out that she was trying to go forth and so that the women could still do what the men do. So she traveled international and spoke literally to a lot of places, right? So and one thing she did, brother, look what she did. She got an education from Russ College and Fitz University. She was part of the the civil rights movement at that time too as well. She was in what they call NAACP. She got in there. She was a member of that too as well, trying to push that the equal and show equal rights in that. Then watch this. At that time, you know, a lot of us who did voted, you know, talking about she was a Republican. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And she was a teacher, a journalist, and a news writer. And she loved reading and teaching. She loved reading and teaching. And she was a very, very student of the segregation of the school. She wanted to find a way that they can stop doing this, you know, because they wanted to mix, right? And she look what she did. She wanted to show them her role, how it was so much racism and discrimination against the African American. And I like this. Her name was Ida Bell Mills. You know. Mm-hmm. So wherever you get a chance to look up, you know, I said I'm trying to do a little bit some of this if we can every day. If not, you know, we'll try to. If somebody else has something to say, they can bring up something about somebody. I just want to bring up something different than, I'm not saying we don't live for Martin Luther King. I'm not saying Rosa Parks. I'm not saying, some of you might say Malcolm X. You know, I'm not saying all the different people we've seen that we know. But some people you probably didn't even know, you know, somebody never heard of, you know. And like I said, she moved to Chicago too as well. And lived a life, and that's what she passed on in Chicago. She was 68 years old when she passed. But you got anything?
Yeah, just looking up. I was just following you as you read about Ida B. Wells. Pretty good. Mm-hmm. Pretty good. Mm-hmm. Stood against the sexism, racism, racial violence. She's a skilled writer too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's
And we want to keep that. Like we said, we're going to lift up. Like I said, we should have to have a month just to lift up, you know, our heritage like that. But then we're going to do it because it's here, you know. And I love how she was a strong black woman, you know. And she did it, you know. She, like I was saying, she stood, man, you know. And she stood in the bank writing some literature that a lot of folks would get killed for at that time. But she stood on it, you know,
right.
On her principles, you know. Whenever you get a chance, I'll be well. But better known as Ida Bell Wells, you know. Yeah, and we just want to thank God for the history right there. We see anything else, we'll try to bring it to as well. Thank God for some of the history. We want to thank God for the morning worship right now. Thank God we're going to go a little farther with this. You know, if you just want to get some history, if you feel like you want to hit the one button to bring something right now, you can. You know, it's always open if you want to bring something. If you just want to bring some in, you can bring it in, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, come on with your
brother.
Okay. Amen. Good morning, brothers. Good morning, brothers. How y'all doing out there?
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Brother Willie here. Brother Willie here. Just because you come on before me, I'm glad you did that because on my show, that's what I did. A lot of us. Young black brothers and sisters don't understand that black history and what it really means to a lot of people out there, just like they don't understand these ministries that we're preaching now. That a lot of people don't understand the ministry that we are preaching now and everything. But like you said, Reverend Eric, again, look up this name when you get a chance. Claudette Colvin, C-O-L-V-I-N, Claudette Colvin. She, you everybody know Rosa Parks. But she was the first Rosa Parks. She was the first Rosa Parks. She was the first woman that didn't give up her seat. And her name was Claudette Colvin. But nobody remember her per se because they used the face of Rosa Parks for the movement because Rosa Parks was a fair-skinned woman back in them days. And she was more receptive to the public as a fair-skinned woman back in the days that this was happening. So Rosa Parks became the face of the movement for not giving up a seat on the bus, but Claudette Colvin had did it before Rosa Parks, and she was the first black woman that did that. And that's just a little black history. If some of us younger brothers or some of us older brothers that don't know about it might want to go back and look at it also, and that's a good thing for us to try to remember our black history, so our black past, so we can understand our future. See, we don't really realize today how far we have come. Change takes a long time, just like, you know, change takes a long time. And if you older people like we might be, you might say, oh, man, ain't nothing going to happen about this. But, yes, change takes a lot, just like with prayer. Prayer works. People think prayer don't work, but prayer works. It's just like change. It takes a long time. And, brothers, y'all keep doing what you're doing. Reverend Henry and all y'all out there, guys, love all y'all, man. Continue to do God's work. Continue to do God's work.
God bless you, man. Appreciate the voice, man. I think, I'm not mistaken, Brother Willie, you mentioned this lady a little while back. I haven't looked it up, man. But I think you remember, you mentioned last year. I think it was something like around about 1954 or something like that.
55.
Yeah, you go. I remember it was about this young lady. Yeah, I remember we talked about it. We're going to try to do it, man. We're going to try to keep what's relevant, you know what I'm talking about, and keep educating the people, man. You know, this is a spiritual hour that we do, but then also then, you know, God gave us a day and a whole month, you know what I'm talking about, to celebrate our heritage, man, and we're going to do it, you know.
Put me back on mute. I put myself on mute, but take me out the queue, though, and I love y'all, brother. Keep it up.
Okay. Yeah, we found out that we're not controversial by far. You know, we believe in all races. We believe in all nationalities. We're not prejudiced by far. We just set aside that we honor our heritage. You know, and I'm not saying everybody over here is the same race, you know, but I'm just saying we honor our heritages over here, and we just give homage, you know, homage with theirs, you know, and we don't apologize for it because we believe that what the struggle was back then, you know, it needs to be enlightened all the time, you know what I'm talking about. We need to let these young folks know that if you don't, eventually this stuff will go away. You know what I'm talking about? You won't even hear about it no more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you ask somebody, they're quick, and that's a good. I'm not saying they don't supposed to know about Martin Luther King, but they go farther than him, man. You know what I'm talking about? Way before him. There's a lot of people got killed by trying to not, you know, follow the way. He did it the way to try to make the light, and it worked. You know what I'm talking about? But there was a lot of struggle came
mm-hmm.
in before he came, though. You know?
Right.
And people won't even vote. You know what I'm talking about? People won't even, come on, man. People won't even get out and petition things when it's the right thing and peaceful when they do it. You know what I'm talking about? So we just ask that to keep this going and keep thinking where Brother Willie, he came on when he did, you know. Like I said, if anybody else, you know, this is a good time, man. We don't have no problem with anybody coming in and seeing something they heard or read or somebody they know, some mentor that they know. You know, like I said, my grandfather was a good mentor to me. He was 97 years young when he passed 2 years ago, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Strong man, working on a job for 61 years, man. You know, and he believed in principles. He was the deacon of his church, man. He was deacon of his church over 50 years, you know. So I do know that some strong heritage came through that way, you know, Reverend.
Yeah, it's important that we know our history because, you know, watching history repeats itself. And it's important that we do something when we find out the knowledge of our history, you know, and that carnal and spiritual as well. Because you don't want to. You're living or being vain.
Come on now.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. It's important. Mm-hmm. That's why it's important that we look back to, so we don't be so careless with our actions, knowing that knowing that people before us had to suffer, but we have it free now. But a price was paid on all accounts. So yeah, that's. Yeah, that's why we do what we do.
God bless.
Yes,
my God. Thank God for the,
mm-hmm.
for the you know, we doing this. And like I said, you don't have to have a time limit. And we always solicit that, you know. Even then when we're doing our prayer time, you know, we're doing the word. We ask, always solicit your prayers, you know. We ask you always to, if you have anything to say, or pray, we would do it. You know, we don't pray for the ones that went on, and pray for the ones that are still here too, and still fighting this struggle. You know, Lord Heavenly Father, we come to the throne. Right? Lord, we come with the most humble manner we know how, Lord, just to give you thanks, Lord, thanking you, Father God, for surely raising us up, Father God, so we can see another day, Lord. Thanking you, Father God, for your sweet spirit, Lord. Thanking you, because if it had not been for you, Lord, where would we be, Lord? So we ask you, Father God, to come in right now and forgive us for any sin we have done, known and unknown sin, Lord. And Lord, we come get in your word today. We ask you, Father God, to concentrate our mind, Lord. Lord, put a spirit there, not a heaviness, Lord, of sleep or tired or boring, Lord. Put a joy there, Lord, that when they hear the word, Lord, that they hear the word just to try to hear it apply to our life, Lord. Lord, help us, Lord, that we always stay focused with you, Lord, in season, out of season. We learn even over in the scripture, Lord, that you told us in the stomach, Lord, that you, wherever we go, Lord, you there, Lord. If we make our bed in hell, you there. If we go to heaven, you there. If you go to port, almost part of the sea, you're there, Lord. So, Lord, we just ask you, Father God, to give us the strength as we travel these highways and byways, Lord, whether there's a spiritual way or whether it's one of these more automobiles that we drive every day, Lord. Bless us, Lord, that we get in your word, Lord. open our hearts and our minds to receive your word, Lord. Lord, we ask you, Father God, is anything distracting us, Lord? We just remove it in the name of Jesus, Lord. Let your spirit move, Lord. Let it touch us, Lord, that we always edify you, Lord, and lift you up, Lord. And, Lord, we ask you all this in Jesus' name. We pray. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. You know, again, you know, every time I look at this book, I remember my brother Dexter. You know, he sold us on the back line. He said, why we can't do it on the front line?
Yeah.
He said, we can start down right now, you know. He said, I said, okay, but we'll start John then. So we're in John chapter 16. John chapter 16, verse 1. And it reads like this: these things have I spoken unto you, that you should not be offended. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. They should put you out of the synagogue. Yea, the time, look at it, coming, that whosoever kill you would think that he did God a service. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And these things will they do unto you, because they have not, what is it, not known the Father nor me. But these things have I told you, that when the time shall come, you may remember that I told you of them. And these things I said not unto you as the what? The beginning, because I was with you. Help me, Holy Spirit. But now I go my way to him that sent me. I'm almost on, y'all. And none of you ask me, whether goest thou? But because I have said these things unto you, sorrow has fell in your heart. You know, I was just thinking about these tribulations that we go through, brothers. This thing was already set up way before we came on this earth, that he gave it to the disciples. He told them he was going to have to leave, and their heart was so messed up about thinking about him leaving them. But he told them, I'm going to leave you and give you a comforter. But then earlier he told us a little scripture back, Reverend. He told us, if you know where I'm going to my Father, you'll be happy. You'll be happy because I'm going to prepare a place for you. You know, I'm going to have this place, and then I can receive you back to myself. You know what I'm talking about? And listen to that. Did you know when verse 2, when he said they're going to pull you out, they're going to talk about you, the difference between them here then and now, they was killing them physically. Over here, they kill us at what? Assassinate our character.
Yes, sir.
And they assassinate the things we will believe in, man. So they try to tear that down. So once they get you thinking that what you is not right, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It can't be no God. You know, let them tell it. It can't be no God. Let me tell you something. What you doing for the God, when you serving God, you're going to be picked out.
Yeah.
You might be some of the butt of the jokes of some of these people. But boy, let me tell you something. You keep on holding on to that blood-stained banner. You keep on holding faith and remember the things God has done for you. The same God bless you. Oh, I know I'm right about it. Through the storm, he can do it again. Same God to lift you up out of sin and turn you around and put you on that marvelous light. Man, don't you know we are picked out to be picked on? There's some people out there wish they can what? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Wish they they mad because you are trying to live right. So they got to find some kind of way to discredit you. See, but these people was trying to, they don't have to preach God's word. Jesus told them, he said in verse 4, look at what it said, but these things have I told you, that when the time shall come, you may remember that I told you of them, and these things I say not unto you at the beginning, because I was with you. Long as the Lord was with them, he can hold them. He can show them something. But now they can lean back to what they seen. They can say, I was a witness. I seen him heal. I seen him deliver. I seen him cast out demons. Don't you know the Bible said, we go all the way back in the end of this book. He said, everything Jesus did, this book in the world couldn't obtain all of it. So what they have seen, the eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither is it in the end of the hearts of man, the things God has for them. Man, he got some things for us we ain't seen yet. I don't care how long you've been on this journey. We got some things on. He has something planned for us we haven't seen. And I might as well tell you, life is there in abundance.
Yeah.
So why would you, watch this, Reverend Henry, why would you leave where God was always at? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You might just say, why would you leave where God is always at? Somebody said, what you talking about? When you feel God's presence, you hear God's presence, and you go the other way, who are you leaving? You're leaving God.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let nobody put you in no butt of the joke. Don't let nobody put you in something and say, now you say you're a deacon. Now you say you're a preacher. Now you say you're a child of God. And you and watch this here. Both waiting on for us to fall. Oh, I know I'm right about it. They waiting on us to fall, but let me tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
If you do, all you do is get on up. Watch this. When you do, not if you do, when you do, you just get on up. And what? Dust your feet off, dust your back off, brush your head, or wherever you hit the ground, just get on up and ask God to forgive you and give you strength in the area that you failed in. And I guarantee you, He will give it. Because He said, we have not because we ask not. I know I'm at home. We ask not. We have not because we ask not. So ask the Lord.
Yeah, that's
something.
Right.
Spiritually, not no tangible stuff,
mm-hmm.
intangible, materialistic stuff. Don't ask him for that because he know you need that. Trust me, he know you need that. You'd be surprised. I know I'm talking crazy now. He know you need a house. He know you need a car. He know you need a bank. You know we need money. He know we need food. He know we need all the necessities of things to live in life. But you know what you really need? Salvation. Help me, Holy Spirit. Salvation is here. That's why he said, but now I go my way to him that sent me. And none of you answered me whether I go. But because I have said these things unto you, sorrow hath fell in your heart. Can you imagine him? He telling them this? He's in the lead. He'd been with them all the time, and they was really loving him and really didn't want him to believe. You know, that's how one of our loved ones go. You know, They go on, you know, and they pass on. You know, there's a lot of people we've been praying for. There's a lot of people we didn't pray for. You know what I'm talking about? And God gave them the ultimate healing. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So we try to encourage you to know that God is in control. He haven't lost no one. Trust me, he haven't lost nobody. But what his thing is, it is when he comes, that second death. When he come and call the dead in Christ first, and then whoever remain will meet him in the air. Trust me, that's going to happen. Yes, it's going to happen. That's why they start thinking about they weren't going to see him no more physically, they think. But it's going to be a time they're going to see him again. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Yeah, because he walked with them and talked with them. Now he's going to leave their heart with trouble. Look what he said. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It expedient for me that I go away. Look what I said.
Mm-hmm.
But if I go not away, the comfort will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody got some help. Somebody get your help is here.
That's right.
The Holy Ghost is here. He's here.
Mm-hmm.
When you talking about the Holy Ghost, you're talking about the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. They all are one. And they wrapped up. That's why you get strength when you want to fall away. That's why you get strength because you hear that voice. Some of us call it God conscious, discernment spirit. You know, you know what's right and wrong. Sometimes we lean to the wrong. But let me tell you something. Just start resisting that was going to cause you to fall away from the Lord. Watch what the scripture just said. He said, it's expedient for me to leave, to go. Because if he don't go, And it said the time he knew, his fame was out there. He done enough for man to see that he was the Messiah in the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Reverend, we had a lesson one day. We had a lesson one day that Simeon and Anna, you know, they were waiting on to see the Messiah. And Israel, he was just a baby at that time. And he told the Lord before he died he wanted to see the Messiah. And I can imagine all the babies he dedicated. He dedicated. Mm-hmm. He and the Holy Spirit came in. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And he felt the Spirit of God, and he knew that he had him in his home. And he thanked God because he got to see him. Then after he seen him, now he asked God. Not too many people do this here, Reverend. Ask God to take him. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. To take him.
That's
it. To take him because he has seen God. Baby, in the flesh, as God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. Whosoever believed in him did not perish, but have everlasting life. That's what he was looking at. See, he told God he just wanted to see him. Now he's seen. Now he asked God to remove him. That's why we said when the Holy Ghost comes in. See, the Holy Ghost will come. He's that comforter. You know, it ain't like everybody said. What they call this, the sweating and the tears. And all. It ain't all this, that, It's more than that. It helps you when in a time of need. It comforts you in a time of trouble. Because the disciples right now are being very, very convicted for what he was saying. Because they just couldn't wrap their mind around him leaving him. And look how the scripture reads. And when he was come, he would prove the world of sin. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And the righteousness and judgment of sin. Because they believe not on me of righteousness. Because I go to my Father and you see me no more of judgment. Because the prince of this world is judged. I have yet many things to say unto you, but what look he said, but you cannot bear them now. You remember we go. It's some time that you want to tell somebody something, man, some spiritual thing, but they're not ready for it yet. You know what I'm talking about? You start talking about some spiritual things, supposed to be thinking you done went crazy, man. God, what God has told you, you know, because the spiritual level is not there. He said, I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. You hear me?
That's right.
I'm gonna read this. He said, but when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, but he should not speak of himself, but whosoever he shall hear. Look what he said. That shall he speak, and he shall show you these things to come. All of you. So because it's going to be a time. Like I told you, that Holy Spirit, it's going to guide us and show us. Somebody know what I'm talking about. Have you ever been reading the Word and been revealed something, and it just sent some joy all through your body because God revealed it to you? Have you ever just looked at that and said, who was that doing that? He was speaking of someone. And he's talking about that someone that was speaking of him. And now, to be able to receive that, you got to read too something. Hey, help me, Holy Spirit. You got to get in the Word.
Yes,
you got to study. You got to get in there and understand what he's saying. Somebody said, how can I understand? I had a man ask me last night about something, about a few things, you know. And I told him, just read it again. You know how I am. Just read it again. Now that's to read it again.
Mm-hmm.
And then once we got to reading a couple of times, he started understanding what he was reading. That's why I like how the Holy Spirit would help us if we just sit back and study. Stop just running through the reading and slow down and hear what you're reading. You know, some people run and get that comprehension. Some people have to slow down and see what he's trying to tell them. That's why he said, look what he said. He said, he shall glorify me, but he shall receive of mine, and he shall show it unto you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore said I, that he shall take of mine and show it unto you. A little while, and you shall not see me again a little while, and you shall see me because I go to the Father. Help me, Holy Spirit. He going. He's getting them prepared.
Yeah.
So we already know he's left. We already know he's gone. So this time he's talking to them face to face and trying to tell them what's going to happen. Now they should know. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I thank God for the Holy Spirit. I thank God for how the peace of God can help us. I thank him for the spirit of how he guides us through understanding, how he guides us through this life. Because we're going to have to know that when we walk in this earth, there's some things we got to believe in, things we haven't even seen. Help me, Holy Spirit. There's some things we want to believe all the way that we haven't seen. Earlier, he told them, if I had told you this thing, it would probably mess you up. A lot of folks can't understand the spiritual thing, Reverend, because they don't get in the Word. And he's trying to open the Word up to them in a spiritual sense. You know, sometimes they get in there and then they reveal something to themselves with it, you know, and trying to make it fit them. But then when you start looking at the Word, it starts changing your mind and your thinking, because now you know you're dealing with the spiritual man. So, Lord, help me understand the Scripture. Lord, help me understand what it means about they won't glorify me, and they won't receive you. Lord, we receive you. We receive you in the name of Jesus. I'm telling you, you have to be bold sometimes. You might have to walk alone on some certain things. Sometimes you might, you know, you're going to get yourself in a trap. Help me, Holy Spirit. And you know you're going to get yourself in a trap in a bad way. It's all right to walk away. It don't make you no cow. Why we got to always show who we are, who we not? Christ said, he said, vengeance is mine. I know right about it. Vengeance is mine. He said, I'm going to do it like this so you can understand. Repay no man evil for evil. All right. Because what happened in that, you know, why did the adversary got in you? You said, well, no, I ain't going to let you do me like this. Well, let me tell you something. How many people Jesus could have said that to when they lied on him? They went before the thing. Well, we're going to probably get there when they went to Pope Pilate. And they wanted to tell Pilate what he had done. You know what I'm talking about? How he was blasphemed. Then they said, well, then he said, I'm gonna wash my hand on this here. Well, he said, but what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna ask you which one you want, Barabbas or you want who? Who you want? You want Barabbas or you want Jesus? They said, well, they want he wanted to get Barabbas, and he was a killer. And don't think Jesus did. Because that's what he was saying. They didn't receive him. They didn't receive him. All he did something to lift up the Father. They didn't receive him. They sure ain't going to receive the Father. I'm almost home, y'all. Then said some of his disciples among themselves, what is this that he said unto us? A little while you should not see me. Again, a little while and you should see me because I go to the Father. Look what he said. They said that for what is this? They just said a little while. We cannot tell what they said. Now Jesus knew that they were discerned. Asked him and said unto them, do you acquire amongst yourself of that I said a little while and you shall not see me again a little while and you shall see me? Verily, verily, I say unto you, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, that you shall weep and lament. Look what he said. But the world shall rejoice and shall what? All help me, Holy Spirit, be sorrowful. But your sorrow should be turned into joy. All help me, Holy Spirit. Did you hear that?
Yes,
the people, when they crucified you, they're going to be happy. They're going to be throwing their hands. You're going to be sorry. They're going to wish they didn't. With us, I'm glad it's going to sound crazy. I'm glad they did it because we'd have never got back to the Lord. We'd have never did this because now the Bible says, if I be lifted up on earth, I would draw all men unto me. They were talking about they said a little while he'll be gone. Look what he said. They're gonna be crying and lamenting over this. And look what the world gonna do. They're gonna rejoice, but it's gonna come a day. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Somebody know what I'm talking about. It's gonna come a day. You're gonna be having You're going to be praising the Lord. Now, we got to understand that. We believe. That's why we're praising him right now. We ain't the mention of his death because we believe that was a good thing. We believe that if he didn't have died, if he had went to the Father, we would never have access back to the Father. So we rejoicing right now because we know the story. But at that time, they didn't know it. He was telling them something that they hadn't even experienced. So we didn't experience the resurrection now. Now we see it. Now he was trying to get them prepared because he know they're going to see some things. So he's trying to prepare them, Reverend Henry. He's trying to prepare them.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to talk about you. They're going to run you down, Reverend Henry. They're going to want to kill you.
Mm-hmm.
But let me tell you something. He said, don't worry about it. I'm going to turn your cry into tears. The tears you're going to have. Have you ever been tearing out for the Lord, but it was for a praise? Then you give God thanks. It wasn't a tear because you were just so sad. You were thanking God because he was so marvelous. He was so loving. And he could have killed us, but he allowed us to just have another time with him. A little change the course of our life. He changed all of our course, if you really believe in him. He changed the course. That's why he said in that verse 20, he said, Brother, brother, I say unto you, that you should weep and lament. That means crying. But the world should rejoice, and you should be sorrowful. And what they doing, right? That's what he's saying. But your sorrow should be turned into joy. Oh, I love that poem. Have you been there? Have you been somewhere in a certain situation, and he turned into joy? How many of you know we can praise God now and lift him up now? Because we know the story.
Yes, sir.
We know it. We know he had the right hand of the Father and making way for us right now. Look what the scripture said. Now, we're going to transition, man. Look what the word. It said, a woman, when she is of travail, has sorrow because of her hour come. But as soon as she deliver a child, oh, hear me, Holy Spirit, remember no more the agonies and joy that a man is born into the world. I love this part.
Mm-hmm.
He's making it so plain to him. And the women, the children, I can't seem to tell you, I know how to feel the pain of the woman has. But when she's going through labor. I just seen what happened. You're going through labor, you can see all the agony and the pain, you know. And then once that baby pop out, you know, then the joy comes. Then the happiness comes.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he's talking about. You're going to go through some pain. My brothers and sisters, you're going to go through some stuff so hard that you ain't going to want to be able to withstand it. But when you see him, when he come back, that's when the joy is going to come in. Oh, help me. I hope you understand what I'm saying. Because you're going to go through some things. Whoever told you it was easy, they lied to you. It was easy, now it's going to be some things you can probably resist, but it's going to be some things that it's going to take God to get you through it. You know it's going to take God to get you. Because if you lean to your own understanding, it may cause you to, it may cause you to do some things to get you locked up, killed. Separate from your family. So lean to the Lord and lean not to your own understanding. Now, let me make sure I tie this together. And a woman, when she was in travail, having a sorrow because her hours come, but as soon as she delivered a child, and she remembered no more the agonies, for the joy that a man is born into this world, and yea, now therefore have sorrow. But I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice. Look what he said. And your joy no man can take from me. Oh, 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 oh. So, but I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to back up so y'all don't misunderstand. Saying, he emphasized when he said in that latter part, he said, for your joy that a man is born into the world. You know what I'm saying? He emphasized that, right? But I'm gonna tell you this here. I really believe when he means that, he means both gender. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
But even though they look at it at that time as a man, if you have a man child of a boy, he can take over the family heritages and keep going on. You know what I'm talking about? But I really believe he was dealing with both gender at that time as well. So
yes.
So as we read it with like that, amen. And we see that he said that this is how it's going to be. Like the woman had the baby. Now it's going to be just like you. He said that, I like that poem right here. Can I read it again? And now, therefore you have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice. Your joy no man take from you. In that day, ask me nothing. Brother, brother, I say unto you, whatever soever you should ask the Father in my name, he shall give it to you. You know, I love that poem.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let nobody steal your joy. Don't let nobody have that much control of you to steal your joy. Don't let nobody sit up there and have you that mad, Reverend Jim. You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Have you that mad
and
steal your joy. God gave you something. He gave you his son. God gave you his son so you can have, so you can rejoice even in times of trouble. Oh, help me,
Jose.
You can rejoice
when
everybody can't rejoice. I know it gets tough, man, because people out there looking to do things to make disruptive. But you got a devil out there, man, and he's trying to destroy the body. You know, he wants us to fall away. So where we at now?
Mm-hmm.
He said it right here. Brother, I say unto you, whatsoever you should ask the Father in my name, he should give it to you.
Mm-hmm.
Remember I told you that? When you ask this, and you ask it in his name, brothers and sisters, he will give it to you. Now watch this here. I got to make this thing blind. He said, how about having you ask nothing in my name? And he said, ask, and you shall receive. That your joy may be full. Oh, help me, Jose.
Yeah.
These things have I spoken to you in Proverbs. That's what he said. But the time cometh when I shall no more speak unto you, what is it, in Proverbs. But I shall show you plainly of the Father. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Because
I want to let you know, I back up again, I want to let you know that when he comes, his fullness of joy, when you're going to say, now, somebody know what I'm talking about. When you ever been delivered, you ever been set free, you ever been delivered for something, and God let you see something, and he let you see that he was there, he delivered you. It wasn't that you practiced this. It wasn't that you went to some kind of, someone told you how to remove this demon out of you. You know what you went to? He said, if you ask in my name, he will remove it. If you got some pain that you can't hold on, you can't stand, don't you know you can give it to the Lord? If you give it to the Lord, because he said, because right now I'm talking to you in prayer, but I'm going to come to you plain. And when I come plain, I want you to ask me plainly. Have you ever asked God to say, Lord, I want this certain thing. I need this certain thing. And he gave it to you. I read one scripture, why you even yet talking, he already answered. What bothers me sometimes when people that you know the Lord allow the devil to trap them in the same trick he got them beforehand. Because let me tell you something. You say, yeah, you sound like you're holy rolling now. Let me tell you something. He's the same devil. He's the same adversary. All he does is try to mix the words up, maybe to try to entrap you. That's why we got to go to God and everything in prayer. So when you make a decision on something, take it to God. That's what I'm talking about. Take it to God. Say, Lord, I want to do this certain thing, Lord. And number one, I want to put you first, Lord, in this situation, Lord. I want to make sure that I'm making the right decision, Lord. And Lord, I ask you to help me to make this right decision. And he's going to give it to you.
Yeah.
Because you're going to say in the name of Jesus. Oh, I know right about it. Then you said, look, let me go and finish this thing. And at that day, you should ask in my name. And I said not unto you that I would pray the Father for you. For the Father himself loves you, okay? Because you have loved me and have believed that I came out from God. I came forth. From the Father, and I'm come into the world again. And I leave the world, and I go to the Father. Amen. We there, my sister and brother. We there. because he transitioned about the love to us. We there because we got him in our heart. We believe that he's at the Father right now. We believe that he's going to come back too. Yeah, he got to leave because he told us earlier, he said, I got to go. Because he said, in my Father's house, many mansions. He said, I would have not told you. I go to prepare a place for you that I can receive you to me, to myself again. So that's what he's doing. He's letting them know it's going to happen. Don't you know about it? It's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Can I say it again? He's coming back. And he'll come back for you and I if we still here.
Mm-hmm.
If we still here. If not, he'll catch us in the air. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
That's right.
The book is slain. Look how he said, his disciples said unto him, lo, now speak thou plainly and speak no proverb. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Watch it now, y'all. Now we are sure that thou knowest all things, and needest not that any man should ask thee. But look at here. By this we believe that thou comest from God. And Jesus answered them. Don't you know? Watch this. I just want you to know before we get in there. Don't you know Jesus already know what they're going to say before they even answer? Look what he said. Do you not believe? Look at that. Do you now believe? Do you now believe? Behold, the hour cometh, yet is now come, that you should be scattered, every man to his own, and should leave me alone, and yet I am not alone, because of the Father with me. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
He did. He said, these things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you should have tribulation, but be of good care, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world.
That's right.
He said, I'm going to be alone. Y'all going to leave me because y'all going to see what I'm going through. Somebody going to be there when they see him get hit with them, that bell. We got that hook on him. Every time he hit him, flesh came off him. You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
they gonna see this. They call that 39 lashes that he took. They're going to see him being marked, talking about if you be the king, come down and save yourself and us too. They're going to see all of this, yeah. And they're going to run. That's what he said. He said, but don't worry about it. he said, but I'm not alone. Help me, Holy Spirit. That's what he said, remember?
Mm-hmm.
He said, but the Father's not going to leave him alone because the Father's with me. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Can you have that much faith?
That's right.
And when you're going through something,
mm-hmm.
can I give you something? When you're going through, the Bible said, just want to go. He said, these things I have spoken to you, that in me you might have peace, that you might have peace, and the world shall have tribulations. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. The world, like it is today, it's doing its own thing. It's going everywhere. Everything is happening right now. I'm talking about there's some things going on right now that you ain't going to believe. But I thank God. I thank God for the Holy Spirit that we find out that God is in control. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
He wants us to know that he's in control, that he's not going to leave us there by ourselves. I've learned that whatever go on in this life, if I keep my mind on Jesus, if I keep my mind on the Lord, if I don't let the problem be bigger than God, help me, Holy Spirit. Because I'm telling you, if you're traveling with the Lord, you're going to go through something. But one thing about it, how are you going to handle it? What you going to do when you go through your trial? He said the world going to be going crazy. Don't worry about that. Be of good cheer.
Yeah.
Because I'm with you. Because I overcome this world. I done took it. I'm going to take it. I'm going to take it to the cabin. That's what he said. I'm going to take it to the cabin, Reverend. I'm going to go to the cabin. That's what he said. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
He said, because I overcome the world. Do you believe that?
Yes, sir.
Do you believe it overcame?
Mm-hmm.
That's why I love the book. That's why, because they asked for more plainness, and he instead of him just sitting there, he told them. He said, "Do you now believe? Behold, the hour comes. Yea, is now come that you should be scattered, every man up to his own, and said, leave me alone, and yet I am not alone. Help me, because the Father is with me. Boy, if you just hold on with that. Don't you know the same Father with Jesus Christ is with you now? To all
That's
your
right.
tribulation, to all your pain, to all your agony, he's right there. He haven't left us. Watch this here. We leave him.
That's right.
Yeah, he ain't lying. No, nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. But when we walk away from him, that separates us from him. Somebody said, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
When you leave,
choice.
When you leave him and serve the other things you like to do, not of him. He's not with you. Somebody might believe that. Let me tell you something. God said, I would not dwell in the unclean. That's somebody said, oh, that's bad.
Yeah.
We all got a problem with that. When you look at that, when you look at your temple, you look at what you got going on. We all got something. But let me tell you something. When you leave the belief of Jesus Christ, when you leave it, leaving where you left him there, because that's where you left at. When you leave him there, he's not there. He's not going to be with you, and you having your parties and sin. He's going. I'm telling you, he's going to leave you. I'm going to tell you what makes him turn back to you. But when he speaks to you, somebody might come by and say, "Man, you don't supposed to be here, brother, sister. Why?" Going down, I remember you doing this, I remember you this here. That is a sign you need to take that reproof and that rebuke. You need to take that and receive that and repent. Don't go in the way of defense. Go in the way and say, oh man, Lord, forgive me. Because God can use anybody to speak to you. He's done it before. He'll do it again.
Mm-hmm.
Let God help you in your Christian walk. Let him help you. He said, I have overcame the world. Because he wants to be in good cheer. Because we're going to see some things that we're going to believe. Some people are going to believe Jesus ain't here. God ain't here. I'm telling you, they ain't going to believe it. But we know he's here. He ain't going to leave us alone. Because he gave us that confidence. And then it was the Holy Ghost. Let him speak to you. Let him touch your heart. Let him give you what you need this time. How many of you need help?
Yes,
you
sir.
I know we don't know everybody that passed, right, from yesterday, day from yesterday, today. We just don't know everybody. But we lift up the family of God. Those we do know and those we don't know, be of good courage. Death is going to happen. Death is surely going to happen. But what we have to do is pray for the ones who are still here, that God give them strength. That God showed them that he's still God all by himself. Why do I say that? Because it's on every hand, my brothers and sisters, that we got to understand that these things going to happen. So rejoice in the day when he said, why seek the living amongst the dead? Rejoice. Rejoice. Because we know if the truth be told, they're not suffering anymore. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
That's right.
We do know that no more pain there anymore. It's real talk.
Mm-hmm.
God gave them the ultimate healing. Yeah. You can walk up and to the person you're looking at and say, I want you to keep her here. But that person is struggling, man. That person is at a point that when he says enough is enough, watch what he do. We ain't going to be able to take him. Watch this up here. They'll leap out that body when they see his face. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Leap out that body when they see his
face. Yes, sir.
That's how it's going to be
for
a real believer. You're going to see something different than a normal person, bad, because you're going to say, man, don't she got a sweet face? Don't he got a sweet-looking face? And I know the pain is there. I know the pain is there.
Mm-hmm.
I know everybody's grieved different. Still pain. You know, not because you're looking at your loved one there. Matter of father, mother, sister, siblings, auntie, an auntie, an uncle, cousin. I know it hurts. You know what I'm talking about? Everybody agreed different. But know this here. Prepping, if they knew the Lord before they left this thing, you, if you stay connected to the vine, you will see them again. Oh, yes. I really believe that. So not be, don't let your heart be troubled. That's what he was trying to tell. I'm coming back. I'm going to come back. Yeah, I'm going to come back and get you. But I got to go, brother. He said, I got to go, Reverend. And I'm glad he went, too. So you and I can have this opportunity right now. So trust in the Lord. May the word that we have presented today, that you have got some out of it. May the word encourage you today to look at God. Because I believe in that tribulation. I believe, he said, you're going to have some problems on this earth, and the world's going to be running crazy. But be in peace with the Lord. Let the Lord help you. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm saying this right now, and I got to use it every day. I'm telling you, I got to use it. Can you imagine somebody trying to God's word and preach God's word? Can you imagine somebody trying to relate like we do every day? Oh, you can either really hear me good, sisters and brothers. To get in for it and try to be, we're going to be carved out for people to talk about us, to run us down. And I'll tell you this, and I'm going to leave you alone when I say this. I tell you this, quit getting the people so much ammunition to fight with. Don't give them so much to fight with, brother. Give them Jesus. It's all right. You ain't no, watch this here. You ain't no punk. You know what I said? What I mean is that you don't have a spirit of weakness there. You know what I'm talking about? You got a spirit of humility there. You know, I'm not saying, now this is me now. I believe if somebody comes to do some body harm or hurt you, yes, if you can't walk away from it and somebody run up on you, you got to protect yourself. I'm not, you know, I'm not saying that, you know, but I'm saying that when you can, you see this thing coming, hear the voice of the Lord, then you need to get away because it's going to go somewhere else. It's going to go somewhere else. Now, I'm going to tell you, is it, why are you saying this here? Don't you know they're looking for us to fall in some traps, man? The believers,
yeah,
they are really looking, and I'm gonna tell you something. Only God knows why I'm presenting what we're saying right now. I don't know about nobody's business, but I do know tribulation. Oh yes, I do know trials. I do know heartache and pain, but I also know to be having a good, cheerful spirit, because I know my Father, which is in heaven. Is looking down on me. Him and his son is giving me strength. Because it ain't me. It's him that dwells in me. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You feel that spirit before. Told you to do something. Sometimes we didn't listen to it. We didn't lean to it. I don't understand. But let me tell you, you can get it right. Get back on board. Get back on board. And I want to thank God for the lesson. I thank God for the Holy Spirit.
Yes, and
like
sir.
I said, say it and misunderstood, Reverend, you know it. I'm not saying I told you could when you can't, but you can spell on anytime you get ready, man. You know, it's
beautiful, man. I love the lesson today, man. He just been talking to me. How about that? And I notice how you said him in verse 7, and later on in verse down he said he, which just double confirmed in what how he spoke the other day when he was teaching about that comforter. You know, people don't realize that comforter is actually a person. And he tell you right here, just as plain, it said him and he, you know. Jesus went from 100% man back to 100% God. You know, he just transitioned. And then he came right back, you know. he came right back, you know, like he handed the ball back off to himself and came right back to us. man, it did, this was heavy, you know. And I just know, I was just listening, just he, him, and then you talked about, I took it as let God fight your battles, you know, and turning the other cheek. And then he put on my mind John 3:30. And it said, he must increase, but I must decrease.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And so, man, and it gives us that free choice, you know. So when he do, and I took like when he do increase in us, we gotta surrender. Thank you, Jesus. We gotta surrender, man. So,
yes.
And I really thank God for this word today. It blessed me and helped me. I heard the Holy Spirit all through it, you know. And a lot of things I can say, but the scripture told me, you know, not able to badge it. So I'm going to chew on this meat by myself.
That's it, man.
But man, this is beautiful, man. This is beautiful today. Thank you, Jesus. I thank God for speaking to us once again. I thank God for listening in. I thank God for allowing us this opportunity. People don't realize, and, you know, you brought it plain, you know, we have always had this opportunity, but he made it possible, you know. They might be wondering, why, you know, why y'all bring up certain things? Because we need to be reminded. It ain't always been like this. You know, and we're not prejudiced by no means, but for our race, it ain't always been like this, you know. So I just want to thank God for liberty that he have gained, even in the spirit, even with a free choice, he made it possible, you know. You know, through Jesus, then it trickled down to each and every race, and he broke it down to whomsoever will, you know. So I just want to thank God for his mercy, his grace, his being with us again. Thank you, Jesus, and for giving you strength, brother, to teach the word, and for you listening to his guidance. I just want to thank God. I thank God for everything, you know. I just love y'all, and I just thank you for even allowing me to be a part.
God bless you.
Yeah.
Praise God. It's beautiful, beautiful, man. Beautiful, beautiful, man. Thank God always for the prayers and words, man. And as you always keep us up, man, that we always try to put God first in everything we do, my brother.
Yes,
Sister Martha sent us some out, man. What the occasion, right? And it said the Lord who made you wants you to make him the center of your life. The Lord made you. If we said wants you to make him the center of your life.
Yeah,
he said everything God does, he will endure forever. Remember we went to that old scripture, it's in Ecclesiastic over here, if you don't mind, brother. You know, Ecclesiastic, one of our scriptures we love to go to is 3:9, right? You know, we love to go to it. You know what I'm talking about? We thank God for the whole spirit of it, you know. And we often say it, but early, you know, normally we used to do this at the grave site or something, you know. And we bag up, it's about when it says the time to be born and the time to die. But her text is started verse 9 and 17. You know how I am. Mm-hmm. You know, I thank God for the word, you know. And I love this part. Let me do this. To everything, there is a season, a time for everything. a time to under the sun, a time to be born, time to die, a time to plant, and time to pluck up that which is planted, the time to kill and the time to heal, the time to break down and the time to build up, a time to weep and the time to laugh, the time to moan and the time to dance, a time to cast away stones and the time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from anything, a time to get and a time to loose, a time to keep, a time to cast away, a time to rend and a time to sow, a time to keep silent and a time to speak, a time to love, and a time to hate. A time of war and a time of peace. What profit has he that work in that wherein he labor? I have seen the travail of God that's given to the Son of Man to be exercised in it. How he said, he that had made everything beautiful in this time, also he set the world in the heart, so that no man can find out the work that God made for them in the beginning to the end. I know there's no good in them, Lord, help me, Holy Spirit, but for the man to rejoice to do good in his life. Oh, you hear me? And also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labor. It is the gift of God. I know whatsoever God do it, it should be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. And God do it, and do the man show fear before it, that they which have been known, that was it now, and that which is to be had already been, and God require that which is past. Help me, Holy Spirit. Moreover, I saw under the sun a place of judgment. The wickedness was there, in the place of righteousness, and the iniquity was there. And I said, look at it, in my heart, God should judge the righteous and the wicked. But there is a time, look at what it said, there's a every purpose for every work. You know, and I was reading it, you know, we read this a little while back, but I thank God for how the letter was written for us to understand that there's going to be some seasons on everything.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go and we're going to come. You know, we have to do some things if we follow the line. I thank God for how he judges us, how he presents himself to us. But let me tell you something. Judgment is going to begin at the house of God. You know, so that's why you got to make God the center of your life. You shouldn't even be wrestling with it if he's not the center of your life. That's why we appreciate him to come in to help us through this old time we call life.
Yeah.
I thank you, Sister Martha. I thank you, Martha, for your kind words. I thank you for the word that it said, what is the occasion. And I love that part because we find serving God has given us good things to enjoy everything he does. We endure forever. We endure forever, brothers. You gotta put this thing on. You can't just turn them on because you say, well, I'm going to go do this over here, so I can put it to the side. Man, God's right there listening.
That's right.
If you're doing something, God is right there listening, and he's going to judge man of his life. He's going to judge him. So why not be guilty of trying to do good? Why not be guilty of trying to live holy? Why not be guilty to live sanctification? I'm not saying you can't go around nobody. I'm just saying when you do go around, you don't have to put down your walk with him. You don't put it down because you're trying to serve, hang around certain people. What you got to do, you stay what you're supposed to be. Hey, if it convict you enough, like some of us, sometimes we have to stay away because we'll find ourselves falling into a trap. Mm. Oh, I know I'm right about it. So I say this here.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Thank you again. Hey, Martha. You know, and our other nephew over there, my cousin over there, little Natty, You know, that's our little cousin. Hey, Martha, we thank you for your sweet, kind word that you sent out with us every day. It's getting regular, I see. I thank you for it, too. Thank you for it.
Thank the Lord.
Thank you for everybody who had came out. And then, you know, we often say, you know, we said something, we said we misunderstood. And something we didn't present it that you couldn't understand. We can go back over, you know, this side on the back line, and we'll be praying with you, too. We pray for everyone again, man, with this coronavirus. You know, the people are not just affected only in sickness. Some people are affected in finance, too. They don't have the money, the resources to make it. You know, we're praying for that, too. We pray for the ones who have passed on. We pray for the families that we do know and we don't know that passed on, you know, are in that process of letting God transition to happen. We ask to give strength to the family. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace, Lord. We thank you for the hours that you gave us, Lord. We thank you for the Holy Spirit that has been in this place, Lord. We ask you, Father God, to cover us, Lord, if you go in this day. Lord, protect us. Don't go through anything the enemy tried to set up against us, Lord. We just abide in the name of Jesus because of the word that went forth, Lord. Give us strength, Lord. You said we have not because we have not. So, Lord, we ask you to help us stay spiritual, Lord. Help us stay connected to you, Lord. Lord, we desire to do things wrong. Even one didn't come on and didn't left. We ask you to bless them as well, Lord. Thank you for Brother Willie, Lord. For Brother Willie that you gave him and hit the one button to speak on the subject that we had about Black history, Lord. We ask you, Father, even one that came out, Sister Martha, and Martha, she came and gave us a word of encouragement. We ask you, Father God, to keep blessing Reverend Henry home as well, Lord. We just ask you for everyone that's a part of this ministry, Lord, whether they're listening or just part of it, ask you, Lord, to cover them in the name of Jesus. All they're going in and how they're going there. Whatever's in their heart, Lord, whether they got a heavy heart, whether someone is on their mind, we ask you, Lord, we just touch and agree with them that whatever you can do in that situation, let it be in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, it might be somebody that's been passed on, special that we don't know. And Lord, we ask you to give strength to that whole entire family as they receive, as you receive their rest. Give strength there, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Touch your people, Lord, that they always look at you, Lord. We just ask, Father God, for your peace, Lord, that you say that you have overcome the world, so we should have peace and be in good cheer, Lord. So, Lord, thank you for your peace, Lord. Thank you for things we don't even understand, Lord. But we do know, Father God, you have all things in your hands. So we appreciate the things you have done. We've been taught to give thanks, Lord. So thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Because you have been so good to us, Lord. And we love you, Lord. Lord, just have your way in this day. If I miss anything, Lord, we'll do the prayer, Lord. So, Lord, we just ask you to do the blessed the prayer, Lord. In the name of Jesus. And we ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Out. of all the good things. He's given to me. No, I can't forget them. No, 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 no.
Thank you for keeping me alive. If not my goodness, but your grace brought me, all the way.
I do.
So thanks.